Speaking of uptown gals, our radio philosopher, Belinda Fife. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Well, it's nice to be here, and it's nice to be an uptown girl. I don't think I've ever been called that before.
Yeah, I'd take that and run with it. I reckon it's a pretty good song, a good message. Hey, you know how last time we were speaking about going with the flow, my wife and I were down in Lawn on the weekend, enjoying a weekend away from the children. You'd probably get what that's all about. Lawn, jumping, surf life-saving championships on. People everywhere. I think we took five restaurants before we could get some takeaway actually happening.
Wow.
And I just went with the flow. I had your message in the back of my mind. There was nothing I could do. It is what it is, all that sort of stuff. And in the end, we ended up going to this great little Asian place, super quiet, but great quality food.
Fantastic. See, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be, Belinda. So thank you for my noodles on Saturday night.
Pleasure. I don't remember it, but that's okay.
Now, we've got a fascinating topic today, and it's about being awake. And I'm sure when you – well, you delivered a talk similar to this out at Clunes last time, and I'm sure everyone does the being awake thing. Yes, I –
I got up this morning.
Yeah,
so
all that sort of stuff. That's not what we're talking about, though.
No, it's not. So it's basically taking this idea of being really awake to the next level, so rather than just, I got out of bed this morning.
That's right. It's not that. In fact, a better word for it would be awareness, would it not?
It is. Yeah. So, and we really talk about there being five levels of awareness that we actually have throughout our day. The first couple, everyone will be really familiar with, deep sleep when we're actually asleep and dream. So, you know, which is a lighter form of sleep when we're actually dreaming. And I had a bizarre dream last night, but we won't get into that.
Oh, you're not going to share that?
It had to do with an aeroplane that didn't have gravity, so work that one out.
But anyway, so it kept going up into the stratosphere?
Oh, you kept going. But anyway.
We might talk about this off air and see what sort of medication you're on, Belinda. Okay, so deep sleep and dream, they're the common ones. So next in the list of five is waking sleep.
Yeah, and this is where it starts to get really interesting, I think. Waking sleep is the state of being basically on autopilot.
Oh,
so it's where we've got muscle memory happening. We've done an activity so many times that the body just knows how to do it. So it's something like brushing your teeth. You know, you get up in the morning, you have your morning routine, and part of that morning routine for most people out there, I'm hoping, is brushing their teeth. And, you don't think about how much toothpaste you've got to use, and you don't think about where you're going to start brushing your teeth. You just start. And before you know it, you've finished the task and you haven't really given it any conscious thought at all.
So it hasn't really involved what you'd call a state of awareness. It's just happened because you've done it so many times before.
That's it. So it's not, you're not conscious of it necessarily. You're not making a decision about it. You're not consciously thinking about it. You're just doing it.
Is this an actual useful state, Belinda, would you say?
Absolutely.
It is.
Because think about how many things you would do in a day that you just do on autopilot, you don't really have to think about. Imagine if you had to think about every one of those things. And I'm picking up a pen and I'm going to write something down and now I have to think about how I'm going to form that letter.
Yeah, you'd be exhausted, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, it's kind of going back to prep, isn't it? So so it is a very useful state, but it can be overused, and we tend to overuse it in the West. When you overuse it, can become a little bit dangerous, such as driving your car.
We've all had that experience, haven't we? Like, where did the last 10 kilometres go?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I've arrived at my destination and I'd look around and go, how did I get here?
Yeah, okay.
So, I know I drove.
So that is waking sleep, but that's kind of next level because, as you've just pointed out, that can be just plain dangerous.
It can be. And it's, you know, it's why we actually end up with accidents. It's not, nobody deliberately drives out of their, you know, driveway in the morning and decides to have an accident. It's always a surprise to people. And it's a surprise largely because we have these pockets of inattention, and everyone has them. I have them. And, you know, you kind of wake yourself up and go, oh, I'm at this corner. Oh, how did that happen?
Yes.
Which is a little bit scary.
So many examples every day. So waking sleep is the states where we're doing something physically, right?
Yeah, we're doing something physically. We're cooking a meal, we're brushing our teeth, we're having a shower, whatever it is. But the mind has wandered off, and it's usually wandered off into the past or the future. So it's thinking about what happened during the day, or it's making plans for tomorrow, or it's coming up with ideas to save the world, because it's pretty good at that, usually at 3 a.m.
I don't have that problem, luckily. The next awareness stage is what you would call fully awake. Now, this is where things get interesting, Belinda Fife.
Yeah, so fully awake is where we are aware of everything around us and we're responding to things in a conscious way. And because of that, it's almost effortless. So this is a state most people would recognise this state, and it's often referred to as being in the flow. So it's when we're doing something, an activity, and we're really paying our full attention to it, and things are just happening like clockwork. You know, it doesn't really require a lot of your effort at all.
Can you make this happen, though? Does it take a lot of energy?
Not really. So when it's actually happening properly, bit like Winnie the Pooh last time.
Oh, I knew you'd bring Winnie the Pooh in at some
that's
stage.
It. He just does things and they work out. And they work out because he's not trying to fight against what's happening in that present moment. So this is about being in tune, being fully awake is about being in tune with your senses, really having a good understanding of what you're doing and a focus on the task at hand. And this is one of the things we actually practice at Philosophy. We had a study day a couple of weekends ago. We went out to one of the properties that the school owns, and we washed the walls on the outside of the building. And this sounds really bizarre.
That sounds like slave labour to me, Belinda. That's what's going on.
But no, it was an opportunity to feel the water, feel the, washing the actual wall and not have any attachment to the finished product because it wasn't my wall. I didn't care whether it was done properly, really,
What an interesting exercise.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity to work with attention is what we call it.
Okay. So the key differences between waking sleep and fully awake. So I would imagine it's about the effort that's required.
Yeah, that's right. So what we generally find when we're in waking sleep, things can be a bit sluggish and they require a lot of energy or effort to kind of push through to get to the end. And we get to the end and we're just exhausted. Whereas if we're fully awake, things happen and they almost happen around us. You know, even though we're expending the energy to do it, we don't feel like it's sapping us of anything. And a great example of this is if anyone's been on a bush hike, you go on the hike and you have a great time. At the end of the hike, you're physically tired, but you are energised because of the experience.
Oh, so that's what you'd call being fully awake. You're taking that energy from a physical experience where you're absolutely tuckered, but you're fully awake.
That's it.
Great example. Mm. Next time I walk up the Dana Street Hill, I'll remember that, Belinda.
Oh, good.
Now, let's go next level, as we tend to do with Belinda Fife from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. Let's talk about higher consciousness. What do you mean by this stage?
Well, this is the fifth and the final state of awareness that we're talking about this morning. And this is where it gets a little bit esoteric for people and they kind of go, I don't really understand that one. But this is a state that's enjoyed by like a realised sage or somebody who is fully enlightened. They would have this state all the time.
That's what a sage is, right?
That's what a sage is.
Gotcha. Yep.
Such as the Buddha or somebody like that.
Right.
But us mere mortals out here in the world who live in the world, we can get glimpses of it from time to time. So it's not beyond our reach. It just takes a little bit more. So it's the state of being fully awake, but with an added feeling of connectedness to everything around you. So this may have happened. People might be able to reflect on this if they've ever watched a sunrise or particularly if they've been out in nature is one of the things that you find this in a lot. So you feel really connected to everything around you and this apparent separateness between us and the tree and the bird or whatever that we're looking at kind of falls away and you feel that connectedness because we're all part of nature and we're all part of the world.
So we mere mortals can get to this level.
Yes.
Probably not often. Do you find you get there more often because you delve in philosophy, well, every single day, I guess?
Well, it is. Well, philosophy is a practical thing, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
So it's about, how you live your life every day and everything that you do, not just, reading a book once a week. So this is a state that you can get to, but it requires that stillness that we've talked about and it requires that not pushing against what is, which you've just mentioned with the noodles.
I knew it had come in handy, that noodle story.
Yeah.
Just wasn't sure what for, but it's found a home. Now, Belinda, you've got a little story about awareness or being awake. This is wonderful and I think it paints a beautiful picture. Tell us.
Great. So once there was a student who asked a sage, "Are you the Messiah?" "No," answered the sage. "Then are you a healer?" "No," was the reply. "Then are you a teacher?" the student persisted. "No, I'm not a teacher." "Then what are you?" asked the student, exasperated. "I am awake," the sage replied.
Beautiful. Puts the highlighter through our discussion. So that's the story of being awake, folks. It is deep philosophy to help us awaken our true selves today. This is something that you say, Belinda, can't be taught, but it can be experienced.
That's right. So all of the ancient wisdom that we talk about here and the little stories that we share and that kind of thing, they're all signposts. They're all pointers in the right direction. But you can't, you know, give somebody a story or a piece to read and then all of a sudden they're enlightened. Mm. They've got to read that and then take it into themselves and really experience what it means for them. So they've got to have a go.
Our homework for the week is?
To practice being fully awake whenever we can, and the easiest way to do that is connect with the senses and just experience what is.
I reckon what would help would be nature. You mentioned it just before. Mm. Beautiful sunset or sunrise or a bushwalk or something like that has got to help.
Absolutely. It's much easier for us to connect with everything else that's living rather than man-made.
Very good point. Fascinating discussion with Belinda Fife from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. Of course, they have classes if you are interested. Get involved. Folks, Belinda, when we get you back next time, what are we going to talk?
We're going to have a look at the light of reason and how reason can help us live a just and enlightened life.
Looking forward to it already. Belinda Fife, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brett.